Oh, yeah, giggity giggity. It's Clint Quagmire. Yeah, all the way from Quahog, telling you you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast with Chris and Shane. Giggity giggity goo.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast. My name is Chris Bumeter.
I'm Shane Presley.
This is our Veterans Day extravaganza. I don't know how to describe any like craziness, but we got Will Henke and Brandon Parham. Is this your guys' first time on a podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet. Is it everything you thought it would be?
Of course.
Dreams coming true.
My 8-year-old daughter screaming with her friend upstairs.
That's all right. And in our like second episode, I had to bring our son over. My son over. Me and Shane have a special relationship here. I had to bring my son over because my wife is out doing whatever. And there's at one point, my son comes running through the kitchen. You just hear do-do-do-do-do. And then he's up on my lap and he just starts gibbering into the microphone.
He's like... I think he like lost his pants. I think he was just like
he came running in butt naked. Yeah,
it's a good chance that happens with my daughter. Yeah. She just randomly loses her clothes.
Just run in here. So if that's the case, that's all right. Sounds good. It's all right. So how are you guys doing? Are you guys are both Timberland graduates, right? You guys were was it 03?
Yep.
03.
That far back.
I'll say I was 04, and we just had our 10-year. Did you guys go to like? Did you guys have a reunion?
Yeah.
Club Q.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So I was working, because I think it was the same night as your wedding, Shane.
Yeah.
And then we had just had our daughter like a week before, so I used all of, like my PTO. So I didn't even go, but with Facebook, like a real like reunion? I don't know how reunions feel, but like it seems like with Facebook, you just know what everybody's doing now.
It's like everybody just migrated to their old groups, you know. It's like, yeah, everyone be like, hey, how's it going? Hi. And then you tell the same story 74 times, and everyone gets your like popular kids, and then like all of our group was in one section, and then it was all sectionated out.
Yeah, it's weird because we see everybody that we went to high school so much around. It's like, I don't know, you really only caught up with probably 2 or 3 people, and everybody else you already see on a regular basis.
Well, that's what it kind of seems like with Facebook. I mean, you know what everybody's doing, you know what everybody looks like. It's not like you're like, oh, wow, I haven't seen you since you posted yesterday on Facebook. Like, you know, so I just feel like reunions are...
And we had such a small class already, and then, like, you know, half of that, like, people didn't show up, so it's like, it's already only, like, whatever, 50 of us in the place or something like that. So.
Yeah, I think there's only, like, I don't know, maybe 20 at most that went to ours. And I just saw a picture from enough to get one little picture, but it wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't there. I don't know. I wasn't very active in high school anyway, so I was pretty lazy. Played some music, that was it. Good Timberland alumni here. Good Timberland alumni here. It makes sense. So you guys are both veterans, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you first off for. Serving, that's awesome. So is there any like cool kind of, I don't want to say cool stories, but like stuff that you guys kind of have that you'd want to share that's just Shane mentioned, what did you say, farting in bottles? Or is that just something you do, Shane?
No, that's my one of my favorite pastimes.
That was one of my brainchilds to keep my soldiers awake on mission. Our missions are, you know, a lot of times between 8 to 12 hours, and you're just sitting in a truck driving at, like, you know, a mile and a half an hour, because what we would do is we would look for roadside bombs, so obviously you're not driving real fast.
Right, not an ideal thing to fly through. And,
right. Yeah. So guys get tired, they get bored, they start dozing off, you got to find creative ways to keep them awake, and we drink a lot of water because it's really hot. So I would take empty water bottles and squish all the air out, and then I would eat like fiber bars for breakfast all the time. So I had just real nasty gas, and I would let one go, and then I would suck it up with the deflated water bottle, and I'd cap it, and I would wait until my driver started to fall asleep, and I would take the bottle and uncap it and squeeze it right under his nose.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's like, they normally woke up pretty quick.
That's
or
like
they just went unconscious immediately.
Or it backfired and they're out for 3 hours. I had a buddy who was in the military, and he came down to visit, and you know, I was trying to find a place to sleep. I'm like, dude, I can get you a blow-up mattress and all that stuff. He's like, dude, I was in the military. I used to sleep in like the back of trucks. I can sleep anywhere. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But so, yeah, I'm sure you guys were used to just kind of adapting to whatever, you know.
Yeah, was, I slept on the top of a Humvee for like 2 months. We didn't have, they set us out in the middle of the desert and was like, here you go, just hang out until we get you some tents and some food and showers and things. And so actually we just laid out cots and then we would put up the ponchos to for coverage. Okay. And but the camel spiders there are fucking crazy. Oh. So there's one guy that slept on top of like the shipping containers on top of there.
Yeah.
Since he took that spot, I had to get away far away from the ground as possible and sleep next to the turret.
I couldn't imagine that.
Oh, dude, they're crazy. They're so fast. The first one that we caught, our scouts, like everyone's like, "Oh, come over here, it's camel spider." So it's like, you know, all defensive and stuff, and they take out a taser to see how strong it was. They tase it, and it's like you can tell that it started getting real nervous and trying to run away. And they didn't even really phase it. They tased it again, and two of its legs like shot up, paralyzed. So like running around with six legs, and they did it again. It took like four tases before it died. So then we would catch them, and we would catch scorpions, and
oh man,
let them fight.
That like alone, if I knew, I would just be like, nope. I could see a spider in my TV if it's late at night, and I'll fucking think there's spiders just crawling all around my house, and I'll wake up like swatting off, thinking shit's crawling on me, and ugh. That's no thanks. I think my wife's the same way, but
yeah, that's I remember watching like that arachnophobia movie, like it just starts messing with you, like you just think they're all over you, looking around, you're itching and stuff. And
my just makes me think of my dad. Do you guys sleepwalk at all? Like, do you guys ever?
No.
So I guess I got that from my dad, because one night I remember sitting, me and my brother each share a room, and my dad came in his underwear, you know, and he starts turning the fan off and on. He's like, "Do you smell that? Do you smell the smoke? Do you smell the smoke?" And he just left. And me and my brother were like, "What the hell was that?" Like, and we were like little, but like my dad just, he'll wake up think people are like shooting at the house or like there's alien. Like, he's had some crazy dreams. And my mom's like, "I almost can't even sleep in the room with you because I'm afraid you're gonna throw me out a window or something." But I'm waiting for that to happen with my wife. I'll be like, freak out. I'll wake up like real crazily all of a sudden and like think the fan's falling or something. I don't know. Something messed up. I don't know. So I see the Cowboys. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Die hard.
No, it'd be funny if you're like, "No, fuck the Cowboys." Trying to wear this to curse them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, super like die hard. And I'm waiting. I got my wife on camera telling me that if the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl anytime ever in my whole life, we're going.
You're going.
We're going.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm a Carolina fan, and I can't decide if they're good or not because they've just been. I've watched them, and I'm like, they sometimes like, "Oh, okay," but then most of the time they're like, "We're just not going to show up and just get blown out," and it hurts. But it's good to be probably a Cowboys fan, because I think a lot of people are kind of like, "Eh, I don't know how the Cowboys will be this year," and they're
killing it,
showing up right now.
I used to do sports betting and stuff, and so I got an email from one of the books that I was on, and it's like, "Oh, come claim your free $250 bet." And I was like, "Okay, I guess, sure." So I click on it, and it takes me to the link. I log in, fill my password and stuff, and it's like, you know, claim your free bet. So I click on it, and it says, "For $250, pick who's going to call the first time out during the Thursday night game against the Chargers and the Broncos." And I'm like, seriously? It's like a toss-up. We might as well just flip a coin.
Right.
Well, I picked the Broncos, and they ended up calling the first time out, so they debited my account for $250. And I was like, "Babe, I want to put $250 on the Cowboys winning the NFC Championship game. It pays out $900. And it would be the greatest day of my life, because not only would the Cowboys be going to the Super Bowl, right, I would win like $1,000.
Yeah.
And be going to the Super Bowl."
That's like
the happiest day ever.
That's just a positive hat trick right there.
Right.
That's phenomenal. And you guys were talking, was it, you guys in fantasy football together?
Yeah.
Now, does it get pretty competitive? You guys been doing it for a while? Because, like, we got one, like, I'm a real casual football fan, more of a hockey fan, but, like, I know people at work will be just trashing each other back and forth because of whoever, you know. So who's your team, Will? Are you?
I'm an Eagles fan.
Eagles fan, okay. That's so funny, being in the same division.
Yeah, so they're big rivals, and I don't know, I'm just happy that I'm not a Cowboys fan right now, because they always finish 8-8, so that means they're going to have to go, like, 3-7 to reach their goal for the season. So it's going to be a rough season for you for the second half.
Just feeling bad for them. Now, how'd you become a Cowboys fan? Is it just, did you live in Dallas, or is it like, I know obviously in like the 90s was like the heyday with Aikman and Emmitt Smith.
that was when I was growing up, basically. So, and the Rams were still in L.A.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really any local team.
Right.
And all I ever saw was, you know, the Cowboys stuff. So,
yeah,
just kind of stuck.
Yeah, but, well, that's understandable. I mean, it's not like you're just started liking them yesterday, you know. When
No, I've hated my football life for, like, years, 20 years, yeah. Pretty much my entire life. But Will and I have an ongoing bet every season that, since the Cowboys and the Eagles play twice, that if either one wins both games, the other person has to buy him a jersey. So if the Cowboys beat the Eagles both times, then he owes me a jersey and vice versa.
Oh, wow. So how's it? Have they played each other yet?
No, they don't.
No.
They played each other, what, twice in a matter of 2 weeks?
They played each other on Thanksgiving, and then 2 weeks after that, I think.
Thanksgiving.
Are you
it's
sure?
It's in December. It's like they play with each other within twice within 3 weeks. Or
oh,
weeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you have to get it like a player jersey, or is it just a jersey?
Yeah, so I would just tell him, I want a DeMarco Murray jersey or whatever, you know, he wants. So, I mean, it's usually we buy the nice, you know, $100 Nike jerseys or whatever for each other.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever happen. I mean, it happens very rarely. I think since we started, you've won twice and I've won once. But that's only because the Eagles are usually already locked in the playoffs when they play. Because the Cowboys and Eagles almost always play week 17.
Right.
And the Eagles are resting their starters because they're in the playoffs and the Cowboys suck. So they're trying to start and get another win on their record.
Yeah, I think the last time he was supposed to win, or they both played backup quarterbacks.
Oh, wow.
And, or, yeah, they were resting their starters.
Yeah, we were, and you guys had your backup in because Romo was hurt.
Yeah, and the Eagles should beat them, and they almost did beat them.
It was a 1-point game, and the Eagles didn't even try to get, like, the win. They were just like, we're good.
Look, we're fine. You guys, good luck out there.
Yeah.
You're just like, get a jersey. Yeah.
But we've been doing fantasy football for, God, I can't even tell you how long.
Junior year of high school is when I started playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been in pretty much the same league over and over.
Oh, really?
Every single year.
Is it kind of the same group of people or just you two? I mean, obviously there's more than just you two, but that's always like what I would like to do is like have a fantasy football or fantasy league where it's been going on for a while and you have like, you know, it's kind of established. And I think that what's a big part that makes it fun is not just joining some random league on ESPN, some guys that you don't even know. You know, if you have friends that you can trash talk, would also keep it going.
Yeah, we're in a couple that we got into with my brother, but he lives out in Baltimore, so, like, besides us two and Dan's there, my roommate, it's, like, the other 10 to 12 people in the league are all from Baltimore, so we don't know any of these people.
Right.
So it's kind of, I mean, it's cool because we've been in it for, you know, probably, what, like 6 or 7 years now?
Yeah.
But we still don't know, like, more than half the league.
Yeah.
So we started one, 2 years ago with a whole bunch of Timberland alum, Timberland alumni.
A Timberland alumni, yeah. I'm gonna copyright that.
Yeah, so that's like $100 buy-in, and it's like Tonto and Big Kyle and, you know, a bunch of people that we're real close with. So, you know, we go back and forth on the message boards or whatever else. So
See, that's what I want to do sometime, but I just don't have, like, a bunch of my friends are maybe 3 or 4, but they're mostly, I don't know. I don't know enough about football to, like, be able to be, like, draft and be like, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'd be, like, drafted. Like, dude, he's fucking out for the season, you moron. And I'd be screwed. But, like, hockey, I know it. But I just, hockey's, like, football would work good because you only have to adjust your rosters, you know, if you, where, like, some of my friends will do baseball. I'm like, how the hell do you adjust every single day?
That's too much.
It's I just don't have not patience, but, like, the attention span to stay with it.
My problem is, like, when I get into fantasy football, like, I am sucked in, and I'm reading, like, any chance I get. Like, anytime I'm pooping, I'm reading about fantasy football for, like, 20 minutes. And I just can't imagine doing that with, like, another sport.
Yeah.
And baseball or hockey or anything to that.
Yeah.
My butt would probably fall off in a month.
That's a lot.
Spend so much time in there. I don't know what's going on, man.
How do you guys do your draft? Do you guys, well, I guess you said with people in Baltimore, but because I've seen people where they get together and, like, can do it, I guess, manually where they actually do it. But is it just kind of the normal online draft you guys do?
Online, everybody's on a clock, and it does, like, the traditional snake.
We do get together for the local league. I mean, we get together. We got together at Will's house and his work last year, and we sit around. And then we have another one that's an auction league, which is a little bit different, which is kind of cool. But
Is that where you guys like put money on like or?
Yeah, you have a starting salary.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And then he goes back and forth, and
yeah.
So everyone, since his favorite player is Shady McCoy, everyone just keeps hitting it until it goes up and up and up. And he refuses to not get him.
You won't budge. So
it's, I don't know what happens. I get in this mode where I'm like, I know they're just running the price up. I'm gonna keep running it up and then stick them.
Yeah.
And then I always end up getting them, but that's all right. It's turned out pretty well. Except this season, he's not doing so hot.
What was that? Knocked Up or something. I remember it was Paul Rudd, where he's like,
"This is 40."
I knew it was the character, but yeah, when he's like hiding out from it, he's like told his wife he was going to work, and he was actually doing like a fantasy draft in the basement of some guy's house.
And
she thinks he's like Chino. And like, yeah, you guys ever get to that point yet, where you gotta hide it and.
No, but it's, I mean, obviously not him. He's single,
right.
Unless he's hiding it from Dan. But no, when I met my wife, I told her, it was like a real hard thing at first because Sundays is, football widow,
Yeah.
But so she got a little bit back on that. But every, August, when Madden comes out, first she was like, "You spent what? On a video game?" Listen, all right, this is a deal breaker here.
Yeah.
Every August is going to be $65 on the credit card right. from GameStop. It's going to happen. So fantasy football is not so much. I mean, a little bit, but I usually do pretty well, so
yeah.
I can justify it by the end of the season. I did listen to it. It's funny. I was listening to 107.7 on the way to work, and they do, like, the phone taps.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the ones that they did was this guy, the guy from the radio station calls, and the wife picks up and is like, "Hey, can you tell Jimmy or whatever that his fantasy, it's good to go. We're doing the draft." And she was like, "We talked about no fantasy." And he gets on the phone. He's like, "Tell her it's your money and you can do whatever you want." "Yeah, it's my money and I'll do what I want with it." And it goes back and forth. And she gets so mad at him. Like, it sounded like they were going to get a divorce over it. Luckily, it's not like that.
I think I've had that conversation, too, with my wife. Because I always bought, like, hockey, NHL every year. And she'd say, like, if she was going to buy something. And I'm like, "Yeah, but, I mean, is it really worth it?" And she's like, "Well, it's just like buying a video game." I'm like, "Okay, plus, well played. It. There it is." Yeah.
God dang. She knows the NFL Sunday ticket goes on there. It's going to be more. And then whatever else. So
do you take off for Madden? I know, like, people, because I used to, for hockey, I would take off like the day, like, because me and my buddies, do you know Darren Lang?
Yeah.
So we used to always go at midnight and get hockey and play like all night and take off the next day at work, because I'm like, that's what we do. But I haven't even bought it this year, just because I haven't bought an Xbox One, because I don't have the, it's a little too much right now. But yeah, it's just same thing as that's like, I know that date when it's coming out, and I'm like, that's what I'm gonna be doing all day. And man, I'm not as crazy about, but I know Madden's got like just such a huge following, and
I've never done that before.
next year.
I haven't even played Madden since the 13 edition. Are we two? Is it two after that now? They've added two more, 14 and 15.
Yeah, 15 now.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to play it all the time, but I failed out of college. I decided it was time to reevaluate what I was doing with my time.
I attribute that directly back to Madden.
Every time I see a Madden commercial, I'm a little
I spent those 8 hours a day actually studying.
That's why I like a lot of the college experience. So a lot of times, like, "Oh, I spent too much time partying." It's like, "I spent too much time Madden, man. Too much time with Madden." Horrible. But how do you, like, because I have Madden, but do you guys play? Do you just play like a franchise, or do you play online much?
I've gotten into the Madden Ultimate Team.
Oh yeah, where you?
They've enhanced that a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I enjoy doing that. It's fun.
I think I did that with my So what position are you? Oh no, I was doing the so you start out as like your own.
Oh yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
And so obviously I'm quarterback, and I've thrown like 9 interceptions in like 2 games. I'm just like terrible, and that's just how it is as a quarterback. I'm just not good at Madden, but. Still fun to play.
I used to do that with the NCAA
games.
Is that
accurate?
Oh, yeah.
They started in like high school and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, this is like almost like a fantasy. They start off with the cards.
Yeah, the cards and earn points. Yeah, it's kind of cool. The only thing I always like had a problem with that, and I think it was more hockey. I don't know if it's with Madden, but like playing online against people who... Like, people can just basically buy packs. It's like buy the good team. So you're like, you'll be building your team... organically and try to like actually earn it, and then there's guys who have like every all-star on the team because they just bought all these cards. Like, awesome guys, thanks for blowing me out. But don't know, but that was fun. I think there's a lot of stuff, because I when I play online on those games, I'm just fucking terrible, because I don't have time to just sit and play all the time. There's guys who are like 24/7.
Oh yeah, and you're like, they look at their record and it's like 2700-5. Yeah. You're like, seriously,
the game's been out for an hour, and you're like,
what do you do with your life?
How does this work? Jeez. Yeah, it drives me nuts, but I'm just not that good. It's like Call of Duty too. I can't play Call of Duty. I do if I play with friends, it's fine, because then. But like, if there's tons of people that I don't know, then I'm just getting killed all the time, because these people are crazy at it. But,
yeah, like, I look at it. It's like an investment of your time. Yeah. Like, okay, I want to be good at Madden, so I'm going to spend hours at it to be good. And then as soon as I put this controller down, I'm worthless at everything else in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or if you don't even start putting in the time right off the bat, you're behind. Yeah. And
I'm convinced that welfare, like, these people don't work and welfare pays for their Madden coins.
They're paid gamers.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like, if I could, because I've seen people, like, they stream their games and they make, you know, probably they have all these followers, and I think they make a following. I'm like, why can't I do that? But then I'm like, I'm not good enough to people, or not interesting enough to people want to watch me play Madden and throw nine interceptions a game.
There's people that like go in there and create full playbooks. Sell them and stuff.
I appreciate the people who go and like mess with sliders and like put them so you can download. I'm like, thank you for doing that, because I don't have the patience to go through and like customize or create people and all. Right. I don't know, but. I did the little, like, and I think this was from, like, a few years ago, like, you can face scan, you know? Yep. And so then your guy looks totally weird, even though, like, I'm like, hey, babe, look, doesn't look like me. She's like, yeah, that's creepy. It kind of does, but no, that's just me. But so what else do you guys do kind of outside, you know, other things for fun, outside of our mad addiction or whatever?
Probably the gym, I think, is our biggest. Yeah. I mean, we do football, but we're normally talking shit to each other every time we get into a football debate. Outside of that,
I get so bad. We can't even watch. Like, we usually can't even watch football. We're like, hey, you want to watch Cowboys Eagles game? No, dude, I'm not watching.
We can't do it.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, the Eagles are getting beat, I'm gonna be mad, and he's gonna be talking shit. And if the Eagles are beating them really bad, I'm gonna be talking.
Last year we went to Buffalo Wild Wings and thought it was great. Well, let's have some beers and watch this game. And then it was like for the playoffs, and the Cowboys lose, and fuck this, and I just left. I just walked out of the bar without saying anything.
That was funny. I was actually on a date. I started talking to this girl on Tinder, and I wanted to meet her, so we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was like, oh, I know what a good idea will be. I'll invite Brandon and Dan up here. Probably the worst Tinder date of all time, but it's pretty fun for me.
I'm the same with, like, Blues. I mean, I don't have any... I have, like, maybe a few Blackhawk friends from like, Facebook, and they're always just like, hey, Blues suck. How's it feel not having a cup? I'm like, shut up. Okay, I don't want to talk about it. And it's like, yeah, if the Blues lose, your day is ruined. And
you
punch
them in the nuts and ask them how it's...
How
do you like not having a cup?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's about the same thing, douche.
It's probably how all the Bears... Or not Bears, the Cubs fans feel when we talk shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think with Cubs, though, they acknowledge, like, yeah, we're pretty bad. And if they had, like... You know, they had that, I guess, a few years back, they made the playoffs. But, like, they're just... I think they've acknowledged that, like, they're just not...
They're
that's a reputation. It's like, yeah, we're the Cubs, we suck. But it's just that Chicago St. Louis thing, I think, that just it's fun to go back and forth, but God, it gets you so mad. And, you know, same thing with Dallas. And,
my wife is totally, like, we were having a conversation, we were driving somewhere, and I think the Cardinals just lost the Cubs. And she was like, well, at least the Cubs, that's good. And I was like, no, what are you talking about? That is not good. That's like the worst thing ever. She was like, no, I like the Cubs. You're a Cards fan. You can't like the Cubs. Yeah. Yes, I can. No, that's against the physics of sports fandom.
Yeah.
Chip. Like, you can't do that.
You're breaking international laws that...
Still doesn't get it. Does not get it.
It's funny how, like, just that stuff, like, has come to be, because, like, I'm just as bad as, like, it's the... You used to hate Detroit, but now Detroit's not even in the same conferences as the Blues, you know, but, like, just how much... Like, they're probably good people, all the people in Chicago, but you're just like, God, and you're a Bears fan, right?
I like the...
But, see, I don't think it's
but
as...
But I don't take it as extreme as these guys do.
But with, like, football, it's a little different, because there's not really... Is there a St. Louis-Chicago rivalry? It's more St. Louis-Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
And they're playing...
And that's not even a big rivalry.
Right, it's...
You're more like Seattle. I mean, inside the divisions, really.
Yeah.
But
they just have, like, the little, like, annual...
I think it's called, like, the Governor's Bowl or something. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, they only play each other every... What, second or fourth year? Because it's an interconference.
Right.
And they're playing, I think you play, it's every 4 years because they our division plays one division from the AFC every year. There's four, so every fourth year we'll play the Chiefs.
Yeah, and the I think it'd be I guess that's. I just don't feel like there's that rivalry. I guess you're right because St. Louis, it's more their division who is the rivalry compared to St. Louis, Chicago. But I think on that same note, football rivalries are just even more intense than any other sport, just because of
Well, I mean, like whatever for Chicago, it's Green Bay, and those two have been playing for forever.
It's like the 20s.
Yeah, so so that's why that rivalry goes back so far. Like they. Like those teams, those two have hated each other for a long time.
Yeah, and it's pretty prestigious rivalry, like the Cowboys and the Redskins too. That's a big one.
I'm curious to see what happens if the Rams move, if they go back to LA or something. Yeah. Where is everybody going to gravitate?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it'll be. I guess maybe Chicago, Kansas City, but I think Chicago. It's kind of interesting because I think with like how like St. Louis is a lot of. Cities that don't have baseball teams that gravitate Midwestern towards the Cardinals.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have been just because of KMOX and things like that. But, it'd be interesting. Like, I don't know how strong of a fan base St. Louis is with football. Like, it seems like a lot of people are like, if they go... I think they love football, but it's kind of like if they go...
Yeah, but, well, you have to look at, I mean, your product, too.
If
back
look
in
at the
1999, everyone's, oh my god, the Rams!
Yeah.
Now they're like, I'm not even...
They're like, it's... Yeah.
But
I think you're right. If they put on a, because the when they won the Super Bowl, I mean that team was just there's something exciting too about that team with the greatest show on turf, and the I don't know the personalities they have with Warner and Bruce and Holt and all that stuff. But I don't know. I guess
And that was too like it was exciting, and then because like they were still fairly new to the city, so like for them to kind of come on and be successful. Early in St. Louis, it got really exciting, but like that's kind of done and gone now. Like we've had some rough years and
5-2-14 seasons will do that. I mean, if we'd been 8-8 a couple of times, people probably would still be into it.
Yeah,
but when you win 6 games in 3 years, it's kind of rough.
Then you bring Tony Banks back.
Yeah,
bring him out of retirement. Yeah, or if he ever actually officially retired, I think he just ended. You know, let go. But I think too, it's hard to compete with St. Louis. The Blues and Cardinals have such a strong history too, and fan base and success too. Where it's got to be hard to. I know people are like, "Why don't you bring in a basketball team?" I don't think basketball would. I don't know. I used to love basketball when I lived in Colorado, but I was like the heyday of like the Bulls and having a basketball team. But I'd rather have a football team than basketball, but I don't know. And then people are like, bring a soccer team here, and I'm just...
They had the ambush for a while, and I think there was like a Steamers or something, which is probably the weirdest name I've ever heard for a sports team, but it needs to be a
Never
Cleveland
thought about
team.
It until now,
Cleveland Steamers!
Yeah. Oh, how
your
I feel
home
that.
Down, Cleveland Steamers!
Make some noise on your Cleveland Steamers! Just what? All right.
So you guys mentioned going to the gym and stuff. You guys are both look like you're in pretty good shape. Unlike myself, who's like 140 pounds and pretty scrawny. So what you guys is like? Do you guys go to the gym every day, or because I'm really wanting to get into like a better shape, and I'm just curious when I see you guys who are in good shape. What you guys' kind of routine or.
It just depends on what.
Could you guys just take your shirts off for like 5 minutes of the
podcast? We got an ALS ice bucket challenge video where we're both in Speedos rubbing each other with ice cubes, and it was a good time.
Yeah, the nipples were just.
Then we started filming.
His nipples got real salty about halfway through. I don't know what happened, but.
They're super raw the next day.
Yeah, so was your butt.
Burn.
We both were really small, like coming out of high school. I think both of us weighed 130, 140 pounds and wanted to get chicks and, I don't know, dominate the world.
Kind of got tired of being the little guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Now it's almost like an, I guess, obsession.
Yeah.
Like yesterday I had ROTC stuff and I had to be there in Weldon Spring at 6:30 in the morning, so I woke up at 4 to go to the gym, and my wife's like, "You're fucking insane." I was like, "It's your fault. You're the one." We're driving the other day, and I was like, "Man, I want to get bigger. Like, I want to gain 10 pounds and stuff." And and she was like, "Oh, babe, I think you're pretty much like at your max." Oh, okay, all right.
Challenge accepted.
That's a challenge. Yeah.
So then it's 4 o'clock in the morning. She's like, "What time is it?" I'm like, 4:30, and brush my teeth. And she's like, "You, what's wrong with you?" you. This is your fault.
You're doing this to me.
If you wouldn't have said that, I would have slept in.
But it's, I guess, a good discipline to have, like, because I'm sure if days you don't go, you just are, like, mad at yourself or probably feel like...
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, if I don't go now, I feel worthless. Like, it's just extreme disappointment in myself.
Yeah.
So, I get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym every morning before I go to work. Yeah. Just because when I get home, I want to be a lazy piece of shit and not do anything.
See, I've just adopted the lazy piece of shit all day, and that just...
Haven't looked back, right.
I
was thinking, I started laughing, because I was thinking, when Chris asked you guys about that, like, I started thinking of SNL, whenever Chris Farley was on there, they did a bit where it was like a call-in show, Farley was like, they had some kind of like couch where like he was sitting out of, so it was like his regular upper body, but they had these like little tiny legs. So, and they like, he'd swing and his arms and his legs would fly up and everything. But it was called How Much You Bench. So every time somebody would call in, like, How Much You Bench? And he's like, Oh, bench, 250 or whatever, you know, like, it was just funny, like, these tiny little, you know, big old body and tiny little legs. And,
that's awesome. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's a good one, man.
I think a lot of it, I don't know. I think we've talked about this before, but. We almost do it just to justify eating whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, see, well, I was going to say that, like, if you guys eat, like, good, because I eat, like, shit, too. Like, last night I left work, and I got a bacon cheeseburger, curly fries, and 6 tacos from Jack in the Box. I'm like, this is not at all good for me. That's what, like, made me think, I'm like, I need to start working out. And, like,
I think we're conscious of, you know, especially, like, certain little things, you know, like spinach instead of lettuce, or turkey sausage instead of regular sausage, or whatever. Yeah. Some memorable things, but when it comes down to it, it's, you know, I'm probably gonna order a pizza today,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And then I'll put tomatoes on it, and it's healthy for me.
It's good now. We're set.
Cookie dough. Yeah, cookie that dough? Has eggs in it. Definitely good for you.
Fine, no big deal. Justified. Yeah, see, I don't work out and I eat, like, terrible. And, like, I'm thinking, because, you know, I'm 28 now, and I'm just thinking, I know once you kind of hit, I guess, what, is it, like, 30, 35, you start to, I mean, I can already tell, like, after having 2 kids myself, you know, I can definitely tell, like, I'm starting, like, my metabolism needs to be really fast.
Right?
Well, he looks great after the baby, I don't even talk about that, but I just, like, I can tell that I'm not... Because I worked out in high school and even in college. Did you guys have Miss Clark? Did you guys in high school?
I had
Clark, and like that got me in good shape. But and even through college, but now like I just don't do anything, and I feel like I can tell a difference because I'm starting to put on weight in my belly and look like pregnant.
It makes me feel bad because like we'll run on the track and they're like, all right, we're gonna do 400-meter sprints, and back when I was in high school, I was doing these mugs and like. 54 seconds, and now if I make it around once in 2 minutes, I'm doing good. Like, I feel like a baller.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot. Like, in the Army, we do our 2-mile run.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to basic training, I was right out of high school, and I ran 2 miles in 12:30. But I weighed 140 pounds.
Yeah.
And now it's like, if I can get 2 miles under 15 minutes, I feel like, you know, I'm dominating the world. But I'm also carrying another, you know, at least 45 pounds on my body.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to move. But
yeah, I think the biggest thing is like a lot of people and my buddy, we kind of do a weekly blog just to try and kind of compete each other to write. But like he was talking about how it's motivation versus discipline. And, you know, sure, people say I don't have the motivation, but ultimately it's discipline.
Yeah.
And saying I don't have motivation is almost like a cop out, and I didn't realize it till like when I was reading this. I'm like, that's a good point. Like, you have to build the discipline to go out and run or work out, and that's my problem. It's not the motivation; I'm just not disciplined. But I hope to one day. Maybe I had a gym membership for a year and didn't go once.
Oh yeah,
because I'm just
you were like basically my wife.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, we should look at our finances and try to cut like some things out. I'm like, oh yeah, like maybe $150 that I've spent over the last year that you haven't used on your gym membership.
And then,
like, so you're gonna, she's like, I'm gonna go with you tomorrow on Monday. I'm like, okay, I go from class straight to the gym. I'll call you at 10:50 when I get out.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the gym? That's why you called me and woke me up. I'm like,
yeah.
So now I just tell her, you know, it's about just making it getting in there, you know, like go in there and walk for 20 minutes.
Right.
You're getting yourself to the gym and you're starting to
build
make it a routine. Yeah. And once you got the routine and once you're just used to going, then it'll come.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and probably me included, is like the uncertainty of going there and be like, okay, so what am I going to do? And probably even like the self-conscious, like people, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, and that, I think it's just getting over that you go and do whatever. Nobody cares what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or as long as you're not like throwing dumbbells clear across the room, be like, oh, then people are like, okay, dude, you're fucking ruining shit.
Actually, there's this guy that went to the Pulp Fitness. I'm telling you, I called Will like 75 times trying to get a hold of him, and he wouldn't answer his phone. But I was standing there watching this guy, and he comes in, and like, you know, he's rocking out, like, which is cool because I do that, you know, it gets me pumped up, the music and stuff. And he comes in and he does like one set of curls, and then he goes over and tries to take this attachment off of something, and he can't get it, so he's like ripping it off, and then he finally gets it and like throws it, and then goes and gets the handle, and he like holds his hand, he looks at it, and he's like, what? Looking at his hand, I'm like, what's this dude doing? And he just takes the handle and just chucks it across the thing, across the gym, and he like walks out, and I'm watching him just storm out, and as soon as he gets to the door, he just sprints and takes off all the way down through the parking lot and onto the road. And it wasn't, I mean, that was the first time I saw him, but I watched him a few other times, and like, he went out and ran straight to this car and like stopped real fast and like karate kicked at it, and I was like, what, this dude's just karate kicking a random car? Apparently it was his car.
Yeah.
But
he was jacked. He was ready. He was just ready.
Dude was intense. I remember one time I was going to the gym and Brandon was already there, and I was coming over the overpass for the Wentzville Parkway, and I see this dude wearing like a blue t-shirt, and he's pointing at cars that are stopped at stoplights and like stomp walking like some kind of maniac. It's like, this guy is on meth or something. Yeah. So I go to the gym and I tell Brandon, I was like, man, there was this crazy guy on the overpass. And he's like, was he wearing a blue shirt? Because he was just here in the gym working out, throwing dumbbells and stuff. The guy picks up like 80-pound dumbbells and does 3 curls with the most horrible back-breaking form. And then just, I'm out. That's it. 30-second workout, I'm done.
He's got his regiment, his routine.
Someone almost knocked this girl out one time, like on this back machine where you pull down and the weights come up.
Yeah.
And she was just going over and he wasn't really paying attention, and like same kind of thing, just kind of randomly going and doing shit. And she went to go grab a 25-pound weight and he yanked down on these things, and I mean there was 90 pounds on each side, so 245-pound weights, and she ducked. She saw it. She ducked. And, like, it seriously came probably, like, a centimeter from her head. And I just looked at her and was like, oh, my God. No way.
People are nuts. That's going to be me. I'm going to do that. But it's going to be like 10 pounds. Like, yeah, you hit her, but she's pretty good, actually. Didn't really phase her. She was pretty good. Maybe she'd lift some more weights. Little girl. Jeez. Good stuff. Well, wrap up here, just because, and I wish we could talk longer because it's fun. I gotta go to work, unfortunately. But yeah, I could just skip work and probably get fired. But I feel like it would be bad for financial reasons. You know? But appreciate you guys hanging out and being on the show and just chatting and having a good time.
Anytime.
So,
yeah, appreciate it.
Have to let us know how the final between the Cowboys and the Eagles. You know, when that, who gets the jersey if it ends up.
Yeah. Yeah, I need DeMarco Murray jersey real bad for the Super Bowl this year, so.
I don't know. As good as both of these teams are, I don't think either one of us is getting a jersey this year.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, go Panthers. That's all I have to say. Yeah, they're not looking so good.
They're always the best, worst team ever.
That's right. They're holding it down, you know.
Oh, how do you feel about the old Steve Smith thing?
I wish he wouldn't have left. I was like, because whenever I buy jerseys, I'm like, I always get my own name on the back, like for hockey and stuff, because guys get traded all the time. I'm like, man, if I got a Panthers jersey, I'd either get Cam Newton or Steve Smith. And I'm like, Steve Smith's been there forever. He's probably going to retire. And then, yeah, he goes to Baltimore because they didn't, you know, sign him back. I'm like, but he's on my fancy team, and he was doing pretty good. I was excited about it. But I was bummed because, like, I loved watching him. He was so intense, and, you know, he gets in the guys' heads, you know, the D-backs. But, yeah, I was kind of bummed, but I guess I'm glad I didn't get a jersey if it worked out well.
But you can always get a D'Angelo Williams or Jonathan Stewart jersey.
I have
to keep those bums forever.
Yeah, right. I have a Panther jersey from, like, 2000. I don't know, it's like a Steven Davis jersey, I think. And I'm like, I actually one time driving through Wentzville saw a guy with the exact same jersey on. I'm like, how does this guy have a Steven Davis jersey from however long ago it was? I don't know, it was nuts, but
we've been best friends since.
We've been sweet, you know, he's the godfather of my child. It's pretty awesome. Sweet. Well, guys, thanks for being on the podcast, and again, thanks for you know, the service you guys do, I know everyone can appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it's not as good as doing a podcast, obviously. No. but thanks for being on the show, and it was fun talking to you guys, and maybe we'll get you on again, and we'll talk post-football.
Yeah, stuff. Part two.
All right. So, Rock Paper Podcast, the end for this week.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,